It's time once again for the St. Gabriel Radio Catholic High School Football Preview Show with your host, Douglas Sells. In studio with Doug is Ryan Baker. The Catholic High School Football Preview Show is brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Now here's your host, Douglas Sells.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. We're halfway through the high school football regular season, and Central Ohio's seven Catholic high school football teams wrapped up the first half with a record of 3-4 last weekend. In our CCL Game of the Week last Friday night, Hartley won its fourth straight, hammering Worthington Kilbourne 45-17. Also last Friday, DeSales lost to Covington Catholic 35-7. Waterson fell to Benedictine 35-16. Reedy topped Liberty Union 20-13. St. Charles got its first win of the year, beating Washington Courthouse 34-12, and Newark Catholic fell to Licking Heights 55-13. On Saturday, Fisher Catholic lost to Burn Union 21-10. All of the area Catholic teams are in action tonight, highlighted by two Central Catholic League head-to-head matchups. It's a big rivalry game in tonight's CCL Game of the Week as DeSales heads to Walt Plank Field to face St. Charles. Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf bring you all the live play-by-play, beginning with the pregame show at 6:45 right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Also this evening, Hartley is on the road at Waterson. Reedy battles Amanda Clear Creek at Upper Arlington High School. Newark Catholic heads to Utica. And Fisher Catholic travels to Grove City Christian. We have to take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll talk with our coach, Larry Wolf, about last week's Hartley-Worthington-Kilbourne matchup and break down tonight's St. Charles-DeSales showdown. Then we'll talk with Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield and Hawks linebacker and running back Alexander Blackman. You're listening to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on AM 820.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Now during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus 1,000 trade assists on the remaining 2017 Fusions, Escapes, Edge, and Explorer. Just announced 0 for 72 and 1,000 trade assistance on remaining 2017 F-150s. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf brought you all the live play-by-play of last week's CCL Game of the Week right here on AM 820 as Hartley won its fourth in a row, knocking off Worthington Kilbourne in convincing fashion, 45-17. Larry joins us now on the preview show, and Coach Alexander Blackman had a couple of touchdowns. Anthony Whitney and sophomores Jalen January and Mason Sawyer chip in also. Philip Cole, dangerous on the outside. How do you stop this Hawks team with so many weapons?
I'm not sure you really stop them. I think you try to control them the best you can. And the way you do that is you keep your offense on the field and you keep them off the field. The second thing, you can't play on a short field with Hartley. Hartley is too, they've got way too many weapons to give up the ball on the short side of the field. And thirdly, you've got to hope that they put the ball on the turf. You know, they've got to make a couple mistakes, because if they don't, every single play they run can go to the house. And they have tremendous athletes around the horn, and they have a chance to get a touchdown anytime they snap the ball. The good news is they all can't carry the ball one time. And that therein lies the problem for Hartley, because they have to get in a situation where they use the right weapon at the right time if they want to maximize their effort. And that's what Coach Birchfield gets paid the big bucks for, is figuring out which one of those athletes gets the ball today. So it'll be an interesting way to see how they finish out this season, because I know they're looking at game 15, even though they're not looking at it right now. That's the ultimate goal for Hartley every year.
Larry, Doug mentioned sophomore Jalen January. He started at cornerback all season, but last week was his first real chance on offense to run the ball and show his talents on that side. Is he the next one in the line of great Hartley athletes that we've seen?
He looked pretty good to me. You know, when I look at running backs, one of the things I look at first are their hips. Are they loose? Do they have the ability to stick their foot in the ground and make a cut in the hole? Do they get skinny through the hole? Listen, this guy runs with power. He runs with speed. He's got good pad level. He's got the whole package. It would be nice if he weighed a few more pounds, but hey, you can't have everything. They've got just about everything else. So if Jalen's got one shortcoming, it's not he doesn't weigh 225 pounds. You know, other than that, he's got the whole package. He's going to be a great running back for them.
We're joined by our coach, Larry Wolf, Larry and Randy Reinhardt at Walt Plank Field for this week's DeSales St. Charles Showdown in our CCL High School Game of the Week. You can hear it live immediately following the preview show right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 and online at stgabrielradio.com. And Larry, has this one become a little more interesting with the past couple of weeks, the Stallions struggling and the Cardinals improving on offense?
From a St. Charles perspective, they certainly hope so. The reality is, DeSales has played two super heavyweight opponents. You know, when you go on the road and you're going to play over there in Indiana, or you're going to play the Indiana team that's a great, great team, then you're going to go down there to Cove Catholic and play Cove Catholic, you're going to struggle. St. Charles, however, has found a way to put points on the board, and so that's a good thing. Now, the question is, will they be able to stop the Stallions? Because coming off of two straight losses, I promise you, the Purple and White are not in a very good mood, and it could get crazy.
Larry, these two schools have played a lot of football against each other, and it's usually been good for DeSales and not so good for St. Charles as the Stallions lead the series 41-4. But how can both teams keep that stat out of their minds tonight?
I can assure you DeSales is thinking about one thing. We have to win tonight. We've lost two in a row. And I can assure you that St. Charles is thinking, listen, we won last week. How can we win one more in a row? It's about this week. And that 41-4, that might be good for the dads to talk about in the bleachers and moms to talk about, but it has no effect on tonight's game. These kids are playing tonight's game for tonight's purpose, and that's all they care about.
Okay, Larry, we look forward to hearing your call with Randy at 6:45.
Hey, guys, we're looking forward to it, and you know, stay tuned. This ought to be good. And by the way, guys, I listened to the scoreboard show on the way home. That is awesome. You guys do a great job with that thing. It's incredible to listen to all the coaches and everything. It's really a great show. Good job, guys.
All righty. Thanks, Coach. And I'm going to brag on Ryan because he's too modest to do it himself because I'm not involved in that show. But, yeah, I would wholeheartedly agree. Our own Ryan Baker and this week's sports editor Lee Cochran bringing you the AM 820 scoreboard show brought to you by this week's sports and Rev Local Digital Marketing. So after the game tonight, be sure you stay tuned and hear Lee and Ryan speak with the coaches and players from key games. You can be a part of the show as well. Tweet us your scores at AM 820 scoreboard and get all the scores on our website. AM820scoreboard.com. Bishop Hartley goes to 4-1 on the season with last week's huge 45-17 win over Worthington Kilbourne. Hawks head coach Brad Birchfield joins us now. And coach, you're up 31-0 at the half. You rack up 412 yards in total offense. Just how happy were you with the way your team played?
It was a really solid victory. You know, we were really happy because Kilbourne was coming off a big victory over Thomas Worthington. I think they're a solid ball club for sure. It was a great victory. You know, anytime you can beat an OCC team for us, it's a good thing.
We're joined by Bishop Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield as Hawks on the road at Bishop Watterson this evening. The first of three straight Central Catholic League games for you. Just how much do your guys look forward to these league games?
We do. As coaches and as a team, as a program, you know, we get together in July out at St. Peter and Paul. We make goals, and the goals are always the same year after year. It's to win the CCL games and be good enough to win in the playoffs. You know, those are the two things that you're measured as a football program. And, you know, the kids all know one another. You know, bragging rights are on the line all year long. It's really cool.
Coach, I know the past couple of years since you've started playing Watterson and DeSales and St. Charles again every year, you guys have thought of this as CCL league games and CCL title games, but it is that this year. So how excited are you and your guys?
You know, we haven't really changed too much, like you said. We've always kind of considered it that way. But we're excited to have the opportunity to compete. There's nothing like league games. I mean, you do the show after the game every Friday night, and they're talking about winning the league. And that's important. That's important for the kids in the hallway. It's important for the kids to know. It's important for the kids to believe in. It's why you do what you do.
The Eagles with a new head coach this year, they're a whole new offense too. They're throwing the ball a lot more. How different will it be playing a Watterson team that's pass first?
It is very different. It's different preparing. It has been different, you know, and what they want to do out of the pass game. You know, they have kind of a college-style passing game where they're trying to isolate receivers and get the ball to them, getting the ball out of the hands real quick. So I don't know that a pass rush is really going to be that effective. You know, we got to play great coverage against them. It is it's a little odd to see them doing that, but, you know, it's 2017. I think they feel like it's what best fits their personnel and gives them the best opportunity.
Okay, Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight against Watterson.
Thanks, guys.
The man with the most touchdowns for the Hawks this season is running back Alexander Blackman. 11 touchdowns on the year in just 5 games. Our Ryan Baker spoke with Alex earlier this week.
Alex, a big 45-17 win last week over Remington Kilbourne. It was our CCL game of the week here on AM 820. They were starting linebackers on this team. They didn't score until the reserves got in there late in the game. How good did you guys play defensively last week?
I thought we played pretty good. I think we had 3 turnovers. We took away three turnovers last week. So that's one of the big things we've been working on in practice was taking away the ball. Last year, we've been watching the field. The ball's moving around. We weren't getting it. So in practice, we've been emphasizing that a lot. We've been working on stripping for the ball in the air and stuff like that. So.
Offensively, you get 2 more touchdowns. That gives you 11 now on the year. Running the ball, scoring those touchdowns, that's got to be what you like as a running back.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice getting the ball, but it feels better that my team trusts me when we're, you know, that close to the goal line to give me the ball. It says a lot about how they feel about me, the coaches. You know, I feel like they trust me a lot to do that, so that's even better.
Every running back wants to be the guy, but you guys give the ball to a lot. You've got a lot of talented runners. Elijah, Ben Dankow, Jalen January got some touches last week. Talk about how nice that is for you to see the other guys contributing.
It gets me a little bit of a blow because, you know, I'm playing defense too, so sometimes I get tired. But I think it's nice for us as a team because last few years we've had one main guy, and I think teams key on that guy. But when teams look at film, they don't know who to key on. It'll open stuff up. So, you know, if I get the ball and they're used to somebody else getting the ball, it might open things up a little bit. So it helps a lot.
Your first CCL game of the week this year when you take on Watterson. What do you remember from some of those games, and how special are those CCL games?
Freshman year against Watterson, I remember the field conditions were really, really bad. So it actually makes it kind of fun. You know, I like playing in bad weather sometimes. But, yeah, CCL games, we know that records don't really matter because you're going to get – it's basically a rivalry game, so you're going to get every team's best. So CCL games are always fun.
Our thanks to Hartley senior running back Alexander Blackman and our Ryan Baker for that. The Hawks battle Watterson tonight. Time for a break. When we come back, we'll talk with Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller. Then we'll check in with Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks. All of that and more straight ahead on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio's High School Football Preview Show.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram in Lancaster, and Bob Boyd Lincoln and Alfa Romeo Fiat in Columbus. Our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Whether you're looking for a luxury or sporty sedan, SUV, or a heavy-duty pickup, consider Bob Boyd first. Shop all our dealerships 24/7 at bobboyd.com or come and see us. We're the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Hi, everybody. This is Lee Cochran, editor at thisweeksports.com. Join Ryan Baker and me every Friday night after the game for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by thisweeksports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. The AM 820 Scoreboard Show includes updates from our field reporters and all the scores from across Central Ohio. That's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show after the game every Friday night, only on AM 820.
We're back on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Fisher Catholic falls to 1-4 on the year following last week's tough 21-10 loss to Bern Union. Irish head coach Doug Miller joins us now. And coach, you had a 10-0 lead at the half but couldn't hold on. You've talked all year about not making mistakes, but turnovers and 17 penalties really cost you. How frustrating is that?
Oh, my goodness. I tell you, our youth really shined in the second half, and their maturity as a senior group at Bern really, really shined in the second half. It's frustrating, but I see our kids getting better every single week, which is really pleasing to me, and we're such a young group. And to watch our boys play Bern as tough as we played them, and I mean we played them tough, put helmets on them and played them man for man, I'm so proud of our kids. But still, the mistakes of a young football team just really resonated to be true in the third and fourth quarter. Three turnovers, 17 penalties in the second half.
Hey, Coach, that's tough, but you talk about that. The first half, you guys played great. You had that 10-0 lead there. Do you think that the first half last week might have been your best half of football so far?
I think it was our best half of football all season because we proved that we can play with better, stronger teams. Again, they were a senior-laden team with 15 seniors. They were strong. I mean, they were a very good football team, well-coached. I'm going to tell you, we took it to them, and we didn't back away in the second half. Now, we hit them every bit as hard. But again, turnovers really turned the momentum for us in the third quarter. And, you know, I got to tell you, we're going into the end zone, or we're you know, we had two drives that completely stalled out as a result of turnovers, one fumble and one pick. So it just really destroyed our momentum and gave them the momentum going into the fourth quarter.
Joined by Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller, his Irish at Grove City Christian tonight. Eagles coach Hank Patterson is in his first year at that school, like you are with Fisher. When you watch your game film, Coach, do you see some of the same mistakes that your team is having issues with?
No, I don't. I don't. The issues that I see with us is just youth and immaturity as far as our football IQ. It's getting better every single week. But again, the mistakes I'm making are different than the mistakes I think they're making over at Grove City Christian High School.
Coach, their defense has given up an average of 32 points a game. So how can you take advantage of that this evening?
Well, you know something, we're going to play the exact same brand of football we're playing. Very physical. We're going to come right at you, play physical football. So, you know, I got to tell you something. You know, I'm sure they'll be prepared. We're very prepared as well, and we're excited to get into this. We're excited to get into the kickoff.
All righty, Coach. Good luck tonight against Grove City Christian.
Appreciate it, and you guys have a great weekend.
Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller, his Irish on the road at Grove City Christian tonight. Newark Catholic falls to 1-4 after a 55-13 loss to Licking Heights last Friday night. Green Wave head coach Bill Franks joins us now on the preview show. And coach, the Hornets set a physical tone early on their first two drives. Both ended in touchdowns. They were 12 and 18 plays respectively. Your offense had a 3-and-out in between. That's tough on your defense when they're on the field that much early on, isn't it?
Oh, can't have 3-and-outs. You know, I think we had 3 or 4 series defensively where we had them 3rd and 4 or 3rd and 5, and they converted. We got a turnover down 13-0, did a reverse pass, didn't execute it. If we execute it properly, you know, touchdown 13-7, but if, right? And, you know, we hung in for a while and then just had a bit of a lull, and a good team like Licking Heights with great athletes, they just got loose on us and had several turnovers late on kickoff returns that kind of inflated the score a bit as well.
Coach, defensively, Licking Heights holds you to just 22 yards on the ground. What did they do well to control your running game?
Oh, just they were base 4-4 and just, you know, big, physical, well-coached, and they just, you know, took our ability away to, you know, we just didn't get any movement.
Speaking with Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks, is Green Wave on the road against Utica tonight. Obviously, you haven't gotten off to the start that you would have liked to have had in a very tough schedule early on, but this week you open up league play. Are you guys looking at it as sort of a start of a new season?
Well, you know, we always say each week is a new week and every day is a new day. And yeah, I mean, without question, we're, you know, now starting league play and it looks to be wide open. You know, Utica is a quality football team that has lost 5 games in pretty close fashion all but last week's Granville game. So we're going to have to play solid. We're going to have to be confident, you know, and continue down the road that we've been on with minimizing turnovers. I'm really happy about that. And just need to play with great passion for 4 quarters. I felt like we had about 2 quarters, quarter and a half against Licking Heights where we just didn't quite empty our tank. And just, you know, we have to get every inch and ounce out of our guys at every play.
Okay, Coach, good luck getting that tonight against Utica.
Thank you for the great service that you do.
Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks is Green Wave heading to Utica tonight. When we come back on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, we'll talk with Reedy head coach Brian Cross and Silver Knight safety Chase Jones. Then we'll visit with Waterston head coach Brian Kennedy and Eagles lineman Riley Fortkamp. Stay with us.
Ganim Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganim Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganim Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanimMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganim Medical, GanimMedical.com.
Hey, it's Kirk Herbstreit from ESPN. Football has played a big part in my life, but football's also a lot more than just big plays, wins, losses, and championships. Football teaches young people about dedication, sacrifice, teamwork, and overcoming adversity. So let's respect the game and get out and support your local school. You'll be amazed of all the good things you see happening at Ohio schools.
This message brought to you by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the OHSAA Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Bishop Reedy goes to 4-1 on the year with last week's 20-13 win over Liberty Union. Silver Knights head coach Brian Cross joins us now on the preview show. And coach, for the second week in a row, you get a hard-fought win. You hang on late to do so. How big can games like this be for your players later on down the road?
Well, I think it's really important from a standpoint of confidence to be able to play in close games and really have to make some stops defensively to come out on top. And that's pretty much what's happened the last 2 weeks. So we feel pretty good about that. And I think our kids are gaining some confidence.
Coach, week one, you lost to a very good academy team, 31-0. You talk about your kids gaining the confidence. How much do you think they've improved since then?
Well, you know, once again, that game right there, the 31-0 score really didn't indicate that the way that game's played. Our defense, I thought, played a pretty good game that night. Offensively, we didn't get the job done. But there's no doubt we've made some great strides since week one. Offensively, we're throwing the ball a little bit better, so we're making people defend both the run and the pass, and that's something we're going to have to continue to do. And defensively, I think we've gotten better and better. We've moved some people around, and we found, you know, We found our niche on defense, so I think that's a very positive thing going into this tonight's game.
Joined by Reedy head coach Brian Cross, the Silver Knights take on Amanda Clear Creek at Upper Arlington High School tonight. Coach, like you, the Aces are 4-1 and a team with great tradition. How excited are your guys for this one?
They're real excited. They know they're playing a good football team, a team that's had great tradition, a team that's won a couple state championships. And we're playing the game at Upper Arlington, and that's a place where our kids really like to play. So we're really excited about it and looking forward to the challenge.
Coach, we talked last week you beat Liberty Union. In week two of the season, you knocked off Lakewood 49-13. Amanda lost to Liberty Union 35-31 in week three, and then they beat Lakewood 10-7 to open the season. How much can you learn from these games with common opponents?
Well, I think where you learn from the games is basically from the film study that you get when you exchange films. I really don't go by, you know, common scores and common opponents, because that can give you a false sense of insurance that, you know, you can play with them. When you see these guys on film, they're a lot better than what a couple of their scores have indicated. They throw the ball very well. They play good, solid defense. The quarterback's very heady. He makes great decisions. So we're expecting that one heck of a football game tonight.
All righty, Coach. Good luck against Amanda Clear Creek.
Thanks so much.
Bishop Reedy head coach Brian Cross. As we mentioned, the Silver Knights defense has come up big at the end the past 2 weeks. Our Chris Higgins spoke with Reedy safety Chase Jones earlier this week.
Chase, midway point of the season, you guys are 4-1, coming off a victory 20-13 over Liberty Union. Your thoughts about where you guys are at this halfway point of the season?
I think we made huge improvements from week one. Our defense has really stepped up, especially since getting up 30 points week one. Offense, also since week one, basically blown out our opponents. It just feels good to get on the winning track.
Liberty Union has been throwing up a lot of points on the board their last three or four games. You guys come in, just hold them under 13. How well do you think your defense played on a Friday night?
I think our defense played pretty well. Of course, every team's going to score. 13 points, I think, is a good number to hold them to, especially since they have a good offense.
On an individual note, you had an interception in the game with your second on the season. Walk me through the play where you made that interception.
So I rotated back as a deep safety, backside receiver, and just a streak pattern. I just jumped it. It felt good to get another interception, get a couple yards so the offense can get the ball back.
All right, well, moving on this week, Amanda Clear Creek, they're a traditional power. They're 4-1, coming off a 24-14 victory against Fairfield Union. What are you seeing on tape? How they plan to try to attack you guys, and how do you guys plan to negate what they do on offense?
We have a great defensive plan ahead of us. They do have a really good quarterback. You know, as DBs, like, we can't make any mistakes. We know he's very precise and great decision maker. He'll get the ball right to his receiver, so we got to stay on top of them.
Definitely looks like another major challenge. They are 4-1, like I said. You guys do have a couple of common opponents. They beat Lakewood 10-7. Their only loss was to Liberty Union, the team you just beat, in a high-scoring affair, 35-31. So it looks like it's another one of these games where it's an even matchup, depending on who makes the least mistakes wins.
Yeah, for sure. Just play our hearts out. No mistakes. Team that's most physical will always come out on top.
All right. Well, good luck this week against Amanda Clear Creek, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Reedy safety Chase Jones and our Chris Higgins for that. The Silver Knights take on Amanda Clear Creek at Upper Arlington tonight. Bishop Watterson turned the ball over 7 times in a 35-16 loss to Benedictine last Friday. Eagles head coach Brian Kennedy joins us now. And coach, turnovers have been plaguing you guys recently. How do you fix that problem?
Well, I don't know. When you guys know, or if you know, please tell me, because we've tried to let everything.
Yeah.
You know, we've just got to execute. You know, we got to be smart. Instead of trying to force it into 2 double coverage, let's just throw it out of bounds and let's, you know, live to play another down. It's tough because it has. It's absolutely plagued us all season. And, you know, we work on it. We talk about it. We focus and practice, and we still haven't found that magic formula.
Coach, Benedictine really stymied your running game. Only 1 yard last week of rushing for you guys. What did they do so well that kept your ground game in check?
Well, they were very physical up front. We were a couple men down on the line, and our starting tailback Nick DePalma was banged up, and so we were kind of at a disadvantage from the get go. But again, you know, I got to, you know, give them credit. They controlled the line of scrimmage on their defense.
Coach, that was your third straight long road trip. Not just long road trips, but all against tough opponents. How difficult is that, and how glad are you to be playing a home game tonight?
It is brutal. I was talking to our kids after that game. I felt like it's been 6 months since we've been home. We were excited to actually come back and play in the 6-1-4. In the future, I don't hope for us to ever have to go like that again, back-to-back-to-back weeks.
All right, we're joined on the preview show by Watterson head coach Brian Kennedy. His Eagles open CCL play tonight when they take on Hartley, and the good news is you are home, coach. Hopefully it's not the bad news. Your opponent, the task doesn't get any easier. The Hawks, 2-time defending state champs, an explosive team with lots of playmakers. What impresses you most about Hartley?
It's a tremendous program. They are a football program, from the top down. I have tremendous respect for Brad. The guy clearly knows what he's doing. The kids are 100% bought in. Great energy, great enthusiasm. You know, they're disciplined on the field. They're athletic. I mean, it's a football program. They're tremendously successful. I mean, they know what they're doing, and you know, they line up every single, you know, on Friday night, and you know what they're doing, and they're still successful.
Coach, with Reedy playing a mid-state league schedule this year, Hartley and the CCL combined to make one division, how exciting is that now, having the Hawks in there with you guys and DeSales and St. Charles all playing for one title?
Well, that's how it should be. You know, it honestly should, and I remember, you know, I've been around long enough. I remember the days where we used to play Reedy, and it's unfortunate that we all can't play one another. But having the Hawks, I mean, that just makes the CCL better. You know, a true champ
with the four of us playing one another.
Coach, I understand tonight is very important for another reason.
It is. One of our own, Troy Steeman, sophomore football player, was diagnosed with leukemia back in May. This is Leukemia Awareness Month, and tonight we've been doing a fundraiser all week, selling T-shirts to students, to the community, to family members, and tonight we get to honor him, support their family, and we're going to give them a big check to help with their medical expenses and their costs. Hartley is also supporting that. They've sold wristbands at school this week for the Steeman family, so they're also going to donate money to help them out.
Oh, that's great. Obviously, things are a lot more important than football, and that certainly puts things in perspective. Thanks a lot to Waterston head coach Brian Kennedy. The Eagles will be challenged up front tonight with the athleticism of Hartley. Our Ryan Baker spoke with Waterston offensive lineman Riley Fortkamp about that this week.
Riley, a tough 35-16 loss to Benedictine last week, a game where you guys have 7 turnovers on offense. How hard is it to play against any team when you turn the ball over that much, but especially a good team like Benedictine?
Oh, well, you know, it's obviously tough. I mean, you know, we were getting stuff moving on offense, you know, definitely a couple drives, and then when you turn the ball over, it really kills that momentum that you had going. And so it's hard to get stuff going then after you turn the ball over. And so, you know, obviously we're going to try to limit that this week so that we can have more success on offense.
Obviously, you guys were trailing, so you had to use the pass a little more, but you only get 1 yard of rushing on offense. You're one of the starting offensive tackles. What did they do on defense so well to shut your running game down?
You know, I think they were just, you know, they were definitely physical up front. You know, they were they had some big guys, and, you know, I think we just struggled a little. You know, we'll look to definitely turn things around this week and get back to what we've been successful with in the past.
Talking about this week, you guys take on Hartley at Hagley Field. It's our CCL football game of the week. You've had 3 long road trips in a row. How nice is it going to be this Friday to be home at Hagley?
It's going to be great. It's homecoming for us, and then we're also honoring Troy Steeman, who was diagnosed with leukemia in the spring, and he's the theme for the game, or Steeman Strong is the theme for the game. So we are going to be wearing T-shirts, coaches will be, and the fans and stuff. And so it's definitely going to be a very important game, and it'll be exciting to be back at Hagley.
That's a very cool story. Hartley, they're another very good team, a lot of explosive weapons on offense. How important is it for you guys on offense to control the ball a little bit and keep their athletes and playmakers off the field?
Oh, it's probably the most important thing this week. I mean, just making sure that we can you know, give our defense breaks and, you know, making sure that we can score and respond whenever they have success on offense. And
well, Riley, thanks a lot for this. Really appreciate it. Good luck when you guys take on Hartley this week in the CCL football game of the week.
All right, great talking to you.
Our thanks to Waterston senior lineman Riley Fortkamp for that. The Eagles with a huge matchup against Hartley tonight. When we come back from this short break, it's all about the CCL game of the week with the Sales head coach Ryan Wiggins and Stallions free safety and wide receiver Anthony Cerrone. Then it's St. Charles wide receiver Jax Geist on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where you'll find the best deals of the season during the summer clearance event. Save up to $8,000 off MSRP on a new 2017 Jeep Cherokee, or up to $14,500 on a new 2017 Ram 1500 Bighorn Hemi Crew Cab 4x4. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals you'll see are off Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 and online at stgabrielradio.com. 2 weeks ago, DeSales lost to one of the top high school football teams in the state of Indiana. Last week, they lost to one of the top teams in Kentucky, falling to Covington Catholic 35-7. Covington Catholic running back Casey McGinnis ran for 183 yards and 2 touchdowns. Were you surprised they ran the ball that much, Coach?
Well, not really. I thought they were a very balanced offense. And, you know, their running game is certainly one of the strongest points of their team. But they were able to hit
a big play as well, you know, that skews that yardage a little bit, and it was kind of a broken play. And, you know, so, no, I'm not. I'm not surprised. That they can win with their running back. They can win with their quarterback. They've got a very good team. They've played far better than we played, and, you know, it's hopefully something our guys learn from and certainly give them credit, you know, certainly give them credit for the way they played and how they played and what they've done thus far and what they'll probably continue to do. But, you know, our challenge is within ourselves. What can we do better? That's what we've been focusing on.
Coach, during the first 3 weeks of the season, your defense gave up a total of 21 points. You've given up 77 the last two. Now, obviously, Doug mentioned the competition has gotten a lot tougher, but are you concerned at all about the D?
Well, I'm concerned that, to your point, yes, the competition's gotten better, but it's going to continue to get better. And so when you say competition, I always believe that, to a degree, the competition is yourself. You know, how are you performing? How are you executing? How are you adjusting? And how are you responding to adversity? I don't think we've handled those things overly well. Certainly not to discredit our opponents, very good teams, very well coached, you know, executing well. But what, from our standpoint, what can we do better? So, yeah, that's a concern. You know, looking at film, there's so many little things we have to do better. If we're going to win any more football games, we're going to have to do better. And that's what we've been trying to continue to kind of pound on in practice.
Speaking with the Sales head coach, Ryan Wiggins, his Stallions with their first Central Catholic League game of the season when they head to St. Charles tonight. You can hear it live right here on AM 820 and online at stgabrielradio.com. Beginning with the pregame at 6:45, the Cardinals seemingly getting better each week, finally got their first win last week. What have you seen from them, Coach?
Exactly what you said. I see the last three games, Coach Jacoby seemed to kind of go back to some very basic things in terms of running the inside and outside veer and running his trap and trap option, which he's known for so many years. They seem the last 3 weeks so much better, continuity-wise, less turnovers, you know, running the football. They look comfortable running the option. And the option's tough. I mean, we've ran it ourselves many years and know a lot about it, and it really puts the defense in a bind. You see that in college football with the various academies. And so it's a tough offense. It's not something you see each and every week. And I think they look much better the last 3 weeks and gradually improving each week.
Coach, starting the second half of the season, a lot of teams aren't at full strength. They're losing guys to injuries. But because of some transfers that are eligible now for you and a key returning linebacker last week coming back from injury, you guys seem to be as strong as you've been all season. How nice is that?
It feels good to have some options. You know, we've, due to some injury and just depth, you know, at certain positions, and I know every high school football team goes through that, but we got hit a little bit hard with various things and, you know, and against great competition as well. So having some more available people it feels better. You know, I mean, you have options. You have a little bit of depth, whereas a couple of weeks ago we haven't had that. So that feels better, but they got to go perform. You know, it's performing in practice and performing in a game are two different things, and so we'll see where that takes us. But just having some bodies, no question, is a help.
Okay, Coach, good luck tonight against St. Charles.
Okay, thank you, guys.
DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins. One Stallion you'll see on the field a lot tonight is free safety and wide receiver Anthony Cerrone. Our Ryan Baker spoke with Anthony about that earlier this week.
Anthony, a tough 35-7 loss last week on the road against Covington Catholic, another tough opponent and another long bus trip. Talk about both of those there. 2 weeks in a row, how tough that was.
Yes, sir. We knew they were going to be big and tough, but we did have a good week of practice. We thought we were coming in strong, but we got tired in the third quarter, you know, got pulled away, and then, yeah, bus ride home wasn't too good, but we're ready to bounce back from that, so.
Probably easy when you got a rivalry game like St. Charles on the horizon. Talk a little bit about these CCL games and how special they are.
Oh, yeah, well, every week, you know, we come out hungry, but when it's CCL week, we got that little extra energy, that little extra fire. We know that we're playing for something big. That's part of the tradition here at DeSales, so that's really big for us.
You do a little bit of everything at DeSales. You're starting wide receiver, starting free safety. You punt the ball some. You return punts. Talk about how nice it is to be so involved on this team.
I like being a leader, and so that kind of helps me to get on special teams and offense and defense and just be vocal and stuff. So, yeah, that's exciting for me.
We talked about you being a free safety. Coach says that the safeties are going to be very involved, very important this week in stopping the triple option. Talk about what your role is this week and how different it's going to be than normal.
Yeah, we're coming up basically like linebackers getting that pitch, man, just being ready to hit somebody. I'm excited for it because as safeties, we're normally playing deep on the pass, don't normally get to hit people that much, but I'm excited for it.
And then last thing, your dad's a linebackers coach out here, your brother's on the team. Talk about how special that is to be doing this with family.
It's very special to me. I'm riding home with my dad, and we'll always just be talking about, you know, schemes and everything and getting everything sorted out. We watch film at home, all three of us together, and, yeah, my brother too. It's fun to be with him on the field, and I like to block him when he's on scout team, so, yeah.
A little rivalry there with the brother. Mm-hmm. Anthony, thanks a lot for this. We'll let you get back to practice. Good luck this week when you guys take on St. Charles in the CCL game of the week.
Thank you.
Our thanks to the DeSales wide receiver and free safety, Anthony Cerrone, for that. The Stallions getting ready for a CCL showdown against St. Charles in tonight's CCL Game of the Week. Speaking of St. Charles, the Cardinals picked up their first win of the season, knocking off Washington Courthouse 34-12 last week. The St. Charles offense has been making major strides this season. Our Chris Higgins spoke with wide receiver Jax Geist at practice this week.
Jax, after a couple weeks of knocking on the door, you guys finally get it done. 34-12 at Washington Courthouse. How good was that feeling afterwards, knowing how close you guys have been for these last few weeks and finally being able to get it done?
Felt great to finally just be able to put one away and finish one for real, finally get that first dub out of the way.
You being on offense, not only did you guys win, but you guys put up 34 points on the board, which after, you know, early in the season, the offense was trying to find their rhythm. You guys have seen it find the last two or three weeks, culminating in 34 points. How good does it feel as an offense to put that kind of number on the board?
To have things start clicking is just feels good to finally have things start to work out and really know that Coach Jacoby's offense is starting to come together.
Now, personally, you know, last couple of weeks you've been out with a broken collarbone.
Yep.
So this is your first week back. And you start off with a bang with a touchdown reception early there in the first quarter. How good did that feel? And talk me through that play.
That felt great. I was thinking as soon as the coach told me that I was going to be out there the whole time, being incredible to start out senior season with the touchdown and just happened to work out. So
this week, big week. You're playing DeSales, another Catholic League team. Not only are you playing a very good DeSales team, but a very angry team because they've lost the last couple of weeks. I'm sure they're going to be looking to kind of take some frustrations out on you guys. So what's your guys' mindset heading into this week?
I think we just need to take it play by play, trust Kobe's offense and Coach Leskovich's defense, and just go out and do what we can, do what we do.
All right, well, good luck this week against the Sales. Good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Our thanks to St. Charles wide receiver Jax Geist and our Chris Higgins for that. It's St. Charles against the Sales in our CCL Game of the Week tonight, live right here on AM 820, immediately following the preview show, which we'll wrap up right after this final timeout.
Ganim Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganim Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganim Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanimMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganim Medical, GanimMedical.com.
Week 6 of the high school football season is upon us, and all of the area's 7 Catholic high school football teams are in action tonight, including 2 Central Catholic League matchups. Waterson welcomes Hartley to Hagley Field. Reedy faces Amanda Clear Creek at Upper Arlington High School. Newark Catholic is on the road at Utica. Fisher Catholic heads to Grove City Christian. And in our CCL Game of the Week, it's a CCL showdown as DeSales battles St. Charles. As always, you can hear the Game of the Week right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. And don't forget, after the game tonight, keep it right here for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by This Week Sports and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran bring you all the scores from around Central Ohio and talk to the coaches from around the area. If you have a score, send it to us on Twitter at AM 820 Scoreboard and visit our website, am820scoreboard.com. That'll do it for us on the preview show. For Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Thanks for listening, everybody, and enjoy the game.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram in Lancaster, and Bob Boyd Lincoln and Alfa Romeo Fiat in Columbus. Our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Whether you're looking for a luxury or sporty sedan, SUV, or a heavy-duty pickup, consider Bob Boyd first. Shop all our dealerships 24/7 at bobboyd.com or come and see us. We're the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.